Welcome to 9to5 Mac Daily for January 11th, 2018. I'm your host, Zach Hall. Today we've got Pandora's Podcast Genome Project, the iPhone as a key witness in a murder investigation, Dropbox going public, and Siri's new sports skills. Pandora CEO Roger Lynch says he wants to build the Podcast Genome Project and offer podcasters a new way to earn revenue. The move comes after Pandora bought Ardio last year and expanded its own advertising-backed radio service to include an on-demand subscription service as well. Pandora offering its own podcast directory would also match Apple, Spotify, and Google Play, although it's unclear when Pandora plans to introduce these features. In Germany, health app data from an iPhone is being used as evidence in an ongoing murder investigation. Authorities are able to unlock what is believed to be an iPhone 6S to access both step count and stair climbing data captured by the iPhone and presented in the health app. The data is being used to correlate the target of the investigation's location, when the murder occurred, and appears to be indeed incriminating. The case is an interesting legal development happening in Europe, but it may also be the first case of an iPhone with Apple's secure enclave being broken by a security firm. In business news, cloud company Dropbox has quietly filed for its IPO. Dropbox is estimated to be worth some $10 billion, and both JP Morgan and Goldman Sachs are handling the listing. Dropbox becoming a publicly traded company is particularly entertaining because of comments Dropbox founder Drew Houston says Steve Jobs made when Dropbox was a new company. Houston says Jobs called Dropbox a feature, not a product, and declared that Apple was just going to have to take them out. Now, Dropbox is integrated with Apple's Files app on iOS and works alongside Apple's version of the cloud sharing feature called iCloud Drive. Dropbox is expected to begin trading sometime in the first half of this year. And finally, Apple has made Siri smarter with two new sports features. The voice assistant can now answer questions about both tennis and golf tournaments, and even give player stats. For example, you can now ask, who was ahead in the Pebble Beach tournament, or how did Serena Williams do in the Australian? And Siri will provide you with the answer. Siri has long been able to answer questions about other sports like football and baseball, and the newly added skills hopefully show us that Siri is on track to start learning new skills throughout the year. Siri will also be able to play daily podcasts from news sources, including The Washington Post and NPR, when you ask, what's in the news? But that feature won't be available until iOS 11.2.5. Read those stories and much more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in iTunes, Overcast, or your favorite podcast player to receive new updates every Monday through Friday.